And your poems create precise visual images. They're very brief.
Mm-hmm.
They're very slight. They're more suggestive almost than mm-hmm. they are explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach that?
Before I discovered the MFA program at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville and enrolled in my 40s, before that I was just self-teaching myself how to write. And then, of course, poetry is a language art. That's what it is. It's a, dance is a movement art. You know, painting is a visual art. Poetry and writing is a language art. And metaphor, which is the unusual comparisons, is what poetry hinges on. And so I'm always looking for metaphors. I'm always happy when I discover one that would be an unusual, maybe not easily thought of comparison, but it seems to fit. I can read you one that might illustrate that. It's called Hope. The man waiting for a transplant, the woman waiting for the chemo to work, the boy in the projects waiting for a bike, have all spotted hope, that great bird who may sweep them up, let them ride between his snowy wings. It's a long flight. He tires easily. Someone will have to be shaken off. Well, that is, of course, a comparison of the abstract idea of hope to the physical image of a bird, which is what you're trying to do in poetry, is to get that emotion that is in the abstract into the concrete by the way of comparison. And it's very difficult.
How did you learn how to do that? You went to the MFA program at Arkansas.
Well, before that, I was reading and reading and reading all the anthologies of modern poetry I could get a hold of. I've been writing since I was 12 and hadn't had anything published till I was in college and published my first book at the age of 29. So I've been writing for over and publishing for around 50 years. And reading a lot of other poets. And then the MFA program was a big help to help me discipline my work, to help me find the people that I should read that I could learn from more readily. And I was fortunate. I studied with the late Miller Williams, the late Jim Whitehead, Carolyn Forché, John Cleland Holmes. I had wonderful teachers. And that it was a rigorous program, a lot of reading, a lot of study of the tradition. Jim Whitehead used to say, you want to be a writer, you want to be a poet, then you need to memorize all of the Norton Anthology. Of course, nobody did that.
It seems, I've heard a lot about, you know, the University of Arkansas MFA program, mm-hmm. like during the late 70s, early 80s, it seemed to be just a wellspring of creativity. So many mm-hmm. great poets came out of, like from Arkansas. Like, I think C.D. Wright mm-hmm. went there. And
Ellen Gilchrist was there. I'm not sure that C.D. Wright studied there, but she was living in Fayetteville and associated with many writers there.
What was it about the University of Arkansas MFA program at that time?
I think it was the incredible energy of a program getting off the ground. And then I was there in the late 70s and early 80s, and at that point Miller Williams was founding the U of A Press, and that was very exciting to all the writers in the program and to the community. There was that energy of the men who started it, who were young men then, Jim Whitehead and Williams and Claude Faulkner, who was not a writer but an English professor who was very much behind it. Professor Gatewood was co-founded the press. There was a lot of energy in the town. And then these men who started it knew great writers such as John Ciardi, Howard Nemiroff. They were alive then. They came to the campus. And then as a student and as a writer, just knowing that somewhere down the street, some other writer was at his typewriter then. There was a little sting of competition in the air, which kept things going.
Was Frank Stanford there?
Frank Stanford had committed suicide the summer that I started a workshop. So I never did know him, but I know his work.
I'm sure he was a big influence on the others.
He was there. An influence, yes, as well as C.D. Wright. And those two were influences on my work. And they may have contributed to the spareness of the work.